was walking in the park when I really got it. Afterwards, I never looked at the world the same way again. It's like that David Foster Wallace story about fish. Have you ever heard that? It goes like this. There are these two young fish swimming along, and they happen to meet an older fish swimming the other way, who nods at them and says, "So hey there, fish, how's the water?" And the two young fish swim on for a bit. And then eventually, one of them looks over at the other and goes, "What the hell is water?" Wallace said that the point of the fish story is that the most obvious and important realities are often the ones that are hardest to see and to talk about. So, close your eyes. Imagine you know nothing about the world. You just woke up here. One blink ago. In this park. With a stone in your hand. But you don't know what a stone is. Or what a park is. Let alone who you are. That's okay, don't panic. Just take a moment and start with the stone. How does it feel in your hand? Try to see it with your mind. Open your eyes and hold the stone out in front of you. Now drop it. Did it fall to the ground? You weren't born knowing that things fall. You learned about stones as a very small human. You learned how they feel, how they act. You touched and tasted and threw them. You found out what kind of a thing a stone is. Now start walking around. Look at the ground. Cement, plants, whatever is there. Feel them just by looking with your eyes. What would happen if you picked things up and dropped them? all of these things because you have memories of how things hold together. How a rock feels and drops. What it would feel like if you fell on the ground right now. These memories are in the world. They aren't a separate thing. You already perceive them. Look around you right now. Look at all of the memories. They almost seem to say what they are and what they are like when you see them. That tree is hard and rough. That grass is soft and bendy. And memories point to something else. Possibilities. A tree with low branches seems climbable. A flat surface in front of you seems walk-onable. The stone you dropped earlier seems pick-upable. All of these possibilities are already there in the world, too. They are in the way you and the world combine into one thing. Walk around a bit longer and notice the depth of your memories. Presence of possibilities. In everything you see, hear, touch, taste, and feel. So hey there, fish. This is water.